Well, Ricky, back to business as usual. An enjoyable away trip all the way down to Cinderford. What did you make of today?
Yeah, it was important. We got the first win sooner rather than later. And now I think we set the victory up well in the first half. We challenged the players before the game just to concentrate not on the win, but on the things we needed to do to get to the win. We challenged them to break the half down and make sure that we started the game better and set the game up and give us a chance to go and dominate and try and score. And then in the second half, it was just about making sure that we found a way of seeing the game out. And I thought we were excellent in the first half, just a little bit unlucky to only go in with a one-goal lead. But the performance was very, very good. I thought we were a threat on the counter-attack, and Andrew Phillips' link was brilliant today, and Ben Seymour, Chauvin, Josh Dawkin were a constant threat, and I thought Buster Harradine got off well from midfield and got in good supporting positions, and perhaps his couple of efforts that he had, if one of them had gone in, he would have deserved that based on how he played in the first 45 minutes. And the second half, Josh Dawkin's effort right at the beginning that was inches wide would have killed the game off and made it a little bit more comfortable. But the lads showed the heart, the determination, the togetherness, a real hard work ethic to make sure that even when we spent a long time out of possession, that they were still solid and compact and organised. And it was a little bit nervy. It always is when you're trying to get the first win, but they only had three shots on goal, two of those from outside the 18-yard box in the second half. So although we didn't spend too long in possession, we defended exceptionally well, and the players deserve a lot of credit, and I'm really pleased for them, because our performances in the first three games of the season certainly deserved a win, the first game and today, and we were unfortunate against Chesham, just a little bit of lack of quality in the final third, but today we were much better, and I'm really happy.
Certainly were, mate. I was cracking first half. We were knocking the ball around well, and as you say, if we'd taken our chances, it would have been all over by half time. But very resolute second half.
Yeah.
Chaffee, I thought, made a difference.
He come in and done exceptionally well, bundles of experience, and we've got three very good centre-halves, and he didn't start the first two games, but Charlie Diaf being injured, it's an opportunity for him to come in, and took the armband and led by example in his performance and his organisation and his leadership qualities. When you've played 650 games at this level or above, it certainly helps. And he had a calming influence on everyone. I thought defensively we were excellent. And I'm really happy. And like you said, I thought in this league we have to make sure that we do concentrate on our performance, because if we play well, we give ourselves a chance of winning. If we don't play well against the teams in this league, you're going to lose. So it's all about making sure that you take the emotion out of the game, and make sure that you focus on what's required to win games. And we certainly did that today.
Everybody did their job and did it well.
Yeah,
on to Tuesday night.
Absolutely,
mate.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, local derby. They're banging form. They had a great result today against Froome, winning 3-2. So it sets up, we'll just have to assess how everyone is. Charlie Diaf still struggling with his injury. We're not sure if he'll be available. Tim Treves still won't be available. But Ollie, again, did a great job today. Scott Sinclair should be okay. And we'll just have to assess how Buster is, because he had to come off after 60 minutes. He's struggling with a knee problem. So we'll see how everyone is over the weekend, and then we'll make sure that we hopefully pick the right team to be competitive and give them a good game, and hopefully get a positive result.
An excellent one to win. Well done, mate.
Thank you
very much.